This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
How's it going?
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about the Menendez family. This is just something that broke yesterday. A statement was made by the DA. And the family is alleging that this DA is playing political games and is holding the brothers in the family hostage.
Does DA stand for dumbass?
District attorney.
Oh.
So now the DA has ruled that he's withdrawing the request to reduce the brother's sentence. So this came out yesterday, saying the brothers have not shown full insight in their crimes.
Well, see, he's fresh on the job, too. This thing got interrupted during the last election cycle because he's the new DA. So he had to reinvestigate everything, reopen it up, so, which is kind of odd. You know, Garagos is their attorney, big, powerful attorney. So he's kind of still fighting on their behalf.
God, that guy.
So what he's saying.
He's been in some big cases.
Yeah.
At this press conference on Monday, he said that the brothers have failed to acknowledge that their claim of self-defense was fabricated and thus have not taken responsibility for their crimes. And the family was saying that the boys were sexually abused.
I don't know how you can make up some of the stuff they were saying that their dad was doing to them. Rough, vile. And plus, you got the other kid from Menudo, because their dad managed Menudo, who said that he did the same stuff to him.
God,
this thing's deep. Even if, though, it's manslaughter, right? I think it's what they got charged with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would
kill
you'd
both
have been out
parents.
By now, though, right? Oh, it's brutal. Brutal killing. But I feel like you would have, people that, you know, get charged with the same stuff would have been out or close to being out. I mean, been in there since, what, 91, 92, I think?
Yeah, in the mid-90s. So this documentary came out last September, and it was big on Netflix, and I think the cousin...
Fat Boys watched it three times.
I feel like there has to be, like, you know, a set of conditions to get out, right? They're the victims, and their parents are the victims, but if their family's cool with it, they didn't hurt anybody else's family, and this is all, like, within their... And they've served a long time.
But that's that stuff where, like, you know... Let's say, like, somebody does something and the person doesn't want to charge them with whatever it is. And the cops are like, well, we're charging him with it because he did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it's out of their hands.
Right. So, I don't know. I haven't watched the doc. Fat Boy told me I shouldn't watch the doc because, you know, it was really graphic and he knows how I am about stuff. I'm a puss when it comes to that's kind of. I wouldn't watch that one show with the guy wearing the wild mask, just trying to lure the kids away.
Oh yeah, that movie sucked.
Yeah,
the Black Phone, I think it was.
Yeah, I'm just not in. Like, that's just a place I don't need my mind to go.
Which, yeah, I mean, this.
It's just really the. I don't want to. I don't like getting those weird places in my head. I don't need to feel that. I don't. It's just no good.
Stuff.
It doesn't do anything for anybody.
It really sticks with you now more than it used to. That's why if I watch a Dateline, I make sure which one I pick.
Yeah.
Careful with it. With anything involving kids, I can't watch.
No, I didn't ever like the one, the Unsolved Mysteries, when it involved kids. Like,
no, no. Sad.
Well, how about this? Let's talk about sex, shall we? Well, perhaps.
You're not tricking me.
Jessie Cave. She played Lavender Brown in the Harry Potter movies. She started an OnlyFans if you have a hair fetish.
What kind of hair? What's her name again? Jessica what?
Cave, C-A-V-E. Yep. I'm sorry, C-A-V-E. Cave.
Oh, okay.
So she'll brush and braid her hair for you.
Isn't that Ron Weasley's girlfriend?
I think.
Lavender Brown?
I don't know.
Did she put a spell on him to fall in love? I think it was.
The blonde hair girl.
I think it was Weasley's girlfriend, wasn't it?
I don't know who that is. This chick is a
redheaded kid, sidekick.
Not particularly attractive. But I guess you don't have to be on there.
Yeah, but like
here's OnlyFans, I have a chance.
but this is where they don't get it.
You're absolutely right. Known for her role as Lavender Brown. Yep.
The price point they can't figure out.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah. Even locally. Now
why
she's been in movies.
But. I'm sorry. It just seems silly when you could get porn for free or people putting their nudity everywhere for free.
Well, you know, you pay that's just like the bottom tier just to get in. Then you get paid for the private videos or they'll tell you what
selling
all to
your
do
drawers.
For you. Well, stuff like that or, hey, you know, send me a picture. I'll rate what you got going on. You know, like $10 for a rating. Or do you want me to say your name while I'm, you know, in a solo session?
Oh, God.
That's an extra charge. Like, there's so much upcharge in the thing where they really make a lot of money. Remember Tay Starling told us that, like, she made so much money on there that she bought a new truck.
Yeah.
And she's all over it. Good stuff on there. Really naked.
She has a tattooed butt.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. So it works out, I guess. I don't know if it's going to work out for... Like, it starts with the hair, but you're not just going to put hair videos on it.
If I was a woman, though, like, I would be worried about, like, weirdos around my own town.
That's like, why they don't do the feet. Like, the feet market's huge.
And you know not what's weird is you see, like, women on, like, Instagram or whatever, they will purposefully cut their feet out of the photos.
Oh, God.
Because they think some dude's rifling one off looking at her feet.
Yeah.
I really don't get that.
What is like, the deal with feet?
I don't get it.
I'm not a feet person. Like, I don't get it either.
Uh-uh. But, I mean, some people do, and I just still, like, I want to figure out, like, where that kink comes from.
But then they get you, like, you know, if you do that, they're like, okay, I'll pay for you to, like, you know, walk on something. Walk through certain things. Like chocolate or whatever the hell.
What?
Yeah. Like, they pay extra for that.
Wild, man.
Because it's like some women know they can sell the feet pictures and still make good money instead of doing the OnlyFans and, you know,
I don't think anybody would ever pay for my feet pictures.
There's always somebody that would pay for some jacked up feet.
Uh-huh.
Somebody will pay for some jacked up feet.
Like, does it look like you only have four toes, like that little pinky toe smushed under the other? Like it?
You got a big toe like a Ninja Turtle? It's just one big one.
Because I wear toe shoes.
You wear toe shoes?
Ballet.
Oh.
Do you have more corn than a garden? Like, what's going on?
I have corn on my feet.
Somebody will always pay it.
They just go to a point because when you dance on your toes, you have...
You got hammer toes?
No.
If you got hammer toes, you make a lot of money.
Oh. It looks like her middle toe is flipping me off the way it looks.
If you do that, you make money.
Hmm?
Bunions? If you got bunions, you make some money. I'm telling you.
Oh, I could make money.
You have corns?
No. Yeah. I have calluses, though.
Oh, we'll get you some. Like, would you be willing to walk through certain things? Like, that's an upcharge.
Well, I worked, you know, when I did modern dance, contemporary. You have to have the callus on your feet to do turns on a floor.
Don't you wear the half shoe, though?
No.
They got the half shoes the ballet wears.
She did ballet and Hey Dudes.
I don't even know what Hey Dudes are.
Good. Keep it that way. They're bad.
You keep saying. I stay away from anything Hey Dudes.
Not a Hey Dude fan.
Like, Crocs are better than them shoes. And it's so weird to say.
You know, I used to hate Crocs until I started wearing them.
Right. Same.
You put some giblets in there?
No. I don't do the gym.
You know, you got the furry Crocs?
I got the furry Crocs.
I don't like the low Crocs. I like the kind of high heel Crocs.
I like the one with the strap on.
Oh, over the back. They got those.
On the back, yeah.
They got truck nuts for the Crocs.
Not like on the toe of it or nothing.
Okay.
You know, I knew okay.
They're like Mexican cowboy boots.
Hola. Hola. I knew somebody that was going to go the foot picture route, but she was afraid that she would get tracked. Just like you talk about local. Somebody might find me. I'm like, okay, so?
Well, if it's a man.
It's a foot just, picture.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Come to your house and cut your feet off?
You see awful stuff.
Sorry.
Plus, I'm like, don't put you in it somehow, make it mysterious, and just put the foot.
But are you going to sit there and pay money to just see the feet and nothing else, like even her face? Or breasts or anything, just her feet.
What are you going to say? The feet don't match the face?
See, I would love to talk to a foot fetish.
Yeah, I would too. I'd like to find out, like, is it something that you established or you saw it was a fetish and you kind of kinked yourself into it? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because certain things are just not natural. And I'm not saying what you think I'm saying, but certain things are not natural. And for it to progress into a kink, like how? Where? I'm just curious.
Plus, would you get mad if you're, you know, if you're a wife or a girlfriend and your significant other's like in the other chick's feet? Foots?
Feet would be right. I don't know. I don't
now,
know.
Now, do you have a problem with rubbing someone's feet?
No.
Not at all?
No.
You would prefer it be a man, I guess. But.
I just don't want you to like sit there and use them on me or nothing.
I just smack you.
I mean, if you got both your arms blowed off and numb, all right. Use your feet, but
I rub
Lieutenant
some.
Dan.
Some hot rocks.
They made a foot job.
On a woman's foot last night.
You say again?
I did.
Okay.
Hot rocks.
God, the stuff Paige is into, I'm telling you.
No, I did a back facial.
It's called a back.
It is a back. I keep telling you, like, you know what a back facial is. And that's like, you know.
I got back surgery on my stomach.
And she wanted me to rub her feet, so I did. And her hands.
Yeah.
But I wear gloves.
Oh, wow.
Back, I guess beggars can't be choosers. Back facials, like whatever you can get, just you
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
feels good.
Almighty.
I can't even. I think Paige just got drunk on wine and was throwing rocks at people.
No,
she really did.
No, it actually was
the glass wine we're talking about.
Working.
Two for one.
There for one.
Don't get me in trouble.
Come get them.
Pull it off.
Oh,
don't drink and drive.
No.
Don't text and drive. That's worse.
Yeah, it kind of is. All right, Paige, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you. I like doing two headlines back and forth like that.
I like having time to just work it in. Talked about feet, weirdos that like feet.
Okay, here's a text. I have a foot fetish. I can't explain why. I also don't care about a woman's boobs, so is that weird? Yes, I think so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, boobs just hang there.
Yeah, but they're...
Everybody has them.
Not true.
You have to have breasts.
But you,
I don't know why you
know,
wouldn't.
You're usually fine. I said that earlier. Today you've been a little argumentative.
No, if you didn't, you would have two backs. You have to have boobies.
Yeah, I don't know what the male attraction is to them either.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're just there to feed babies.
Well, that's where it starts. I think that's why.
It's a basic
then,
need.
But, you know.
I love the comments.
Girls breastfeed too. They don't all turn into lesbians.
I love the breastfeeding videos where the guy says, I'll show that kid how to eat.
What's his name, Fat Boy?
Like, where did motorboating come from? Is that a thing that's...
That's fun to do, though.
Well...
I've heard. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't, like, enjoy them.
Gay guys like boobs. As the receiver of or the giver?
I mean, just like just looking at him in general. Isn't that like a gay guy's favorite thing on a woman? Breast? They love them.
Paige doesn't know any gay men, so.
Evidently
no,
not.
No.
And you got two things they're interested in, you know, like one's up here and one's down
that's
here.
Right. Uh-huh. Facials. All right. Thank you, Paige. All right. We will take a break. And I'm serious. Don't look at me that way. That was really good. You think I'm being facetious? I thought it was really good.
Thank you.
All right. Can we, much to my chagrin, and not to my chagrin, but my delight and that of others yesterday, we promoted two segments in a row we never did. So can we do that?
Let's do them. Mm-hmm. Let's knock them out.
Okay, because I think it's something that if we can zero in on it, it'd be kind of a fun thing to see. About kids, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Oh, you forgot already.
I really did. I remember now.
You said there shouldn't be an age limit on kids working.
Nope.
And, man, the more you think about it, like...
What the hell?
Whoa.
It's going to make sense.
You okay. Let them go practice, not you, but a lot of people could let them go practice sports for 7-8 hours a day. They ain't winning crap off that. You got to buy the ring they won.
Killing their bodies, too, because you want them to be a professional athlete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Messing up those joints.
All right.
Look at the gymnast girls, like their puberty cycles are
delayed. They don't develop breasts or ever get that.
They develop big asses, though.
You know, what is with gymnasts with big butts?
No clue. Not complaining.
No. Oh. But they're almost wearing thongs out there flipping around.
That should be the uniform.
I got season tickets for Clemson Gymnastics.
You and about 10,000 other people.
All right, good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's a devil worshiper.
Does he look old now? He's not old anymore, right?
No, I think he's frozen now, right?
I haven't heard from him in a bit.
Frozen?
Not like the Disney thing.
I mean, oh my,
last time I saw him, he was like frozen.
Yeah,
some kind of performance art stuff he does. The Weeknd.
I think he had a situation going on with baby mamas, right?
Really?
I had to step away for a little bit.
Step away. Hold on, let me bring this thing up. This song was playing when I saw Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch working out at Gold's Gym. I remember.
Nobody else walked up to him trying to get a selfie?
I didn't.
Big time Becks.
I just watched from a distance. I was like, you know what?
Don't be creepy.
They ain't gonna ever amount to nothing. Nah.
They did.
Charlotte's got the stroke. She could miss up to 2 years, come back.
And then come back like nothing. Yeah. Nothing happened. All right, so I looked this up just to have some kind of, you know, we have this thing called a labor law in the United States. And that came.
Did you look it up for real? Because I got a question.
Yeah, okay. I did. Like, what's your question? Go ahead.
Well, I imagine it's going to come up in conversation, but like the minimum age, minimum hours.
Okay.
Per age.
Well, we can get to that. I can tell you before there was. Because I don't remember how it came up, but you made a point, Fat Boy, of like, if a kid wants to go out and work, why do you like make them stay in the house or play a sport or something if they want to go work.
Yeah, because I got a buddy who's got a son trying to, you know, find a job.
How old is he?
15.
That's okay.
Oh, Gilbert, yeah. Yeah. I started working at 14.
But we tell, like, you know, we were saying, like, you know, back then it was so easy to get a, like, a part-time job. Just
I was babysitting at a young age, which I would know. It just seems odd that you would leave, like, a 13, 14-year-old person with your kids, but.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff never made sense. Like, again, I go back to this a million times, but seniors in high school used to be bus drivers of high school kids.
I'm glad I missed that time.
That's insane. Okay, so before labor laws, kids as young as 5 and 6 years old were working in factories, mines, farms, and textile mills.
Sweatshops.
They were also employed in canneries, selling newspapers, shining shoes, and even, and I've seen this gothic, awful picture. It's of this guy wearing like a, you know, Abraham Lincoln hat, big old tall hat, and he's on a roof, and he's lowering this young kid who looks 40 in the face, but he's maybe like 8, and he's lowering him chimney down sweep? The chimney to sweep it out. And
he's the only one that'd fit, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there was always, I don't know if this is from a movie or not, but there was this, it was probably based off reality about how they would lower kids down in the coal mines to separate the coal pieces. And
yeah, generations.
But they're down there like getting the that black lung and all that crap.
Jesus.
I wouldn't go that far with it. Like from what
you're
I'm
talking
thinking.
About working at like the mall or working at like a fast food restaurant or something?
Something very limited, just to like, you know, it, that's the only way you can teach that like responsibility and structure. Very hard to do without an incentive of money.
Kids receive 10% of what the adult pay was. So you look at the women's pay with the 20%, kids were getting 10% of adult pay, working 12 to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week.
I know I sound old, but it just like it really serves them later in life when you start working as young as you can.
Well, back then, too, there was never any chance of making it out of that small town or even going to college. It was like find a trade, learn it, and roll with it. And my dad, I mean, that's no joke. 8 or 9 years old was how old he was when he worked at the orchard farm in Greer. And he would get a nickel a bushel.
And he grew
a
up?
A nickel. And then, yeah, and then from that, he goes to Greer High School. I mean, not from that. It was a time period in between. Greer High School, he'd get out of school, go home, sleep for a couple hours or whatever, go to work at night at Appalach Mill, textile mill, get off, walk across the street, have breakfast at that little diner, go home, take a shower, and go to school.
Develop that work ethic. Yeah. And that was like a popular story of, you know, people that would do that, work in the mill. We had a buddy of ours that, you know.
I'm not sure that he's my dad. I would have never. There ain't no way. He did it in a four-room mill house with two sisters and a mom and a dad. My dad slept on the couch.
He didn't
have a bedroom.
15, I was.
Should have kicked you out of yours.
I went to work through school, ROP. And I worked for an advertising agency because I wanted to buy a car.
See, that's the thing. Like, when you can work when you don't have to at that age. Like, I had to work because I had to have money for, like, if I wanted something, like, clothes or whatever, like, I had to have it.
I just about to say the same thing. It was always clothes. Like, I started working at, 13, Western Family Steakhouse. $3.86 an hour. It was minimum wage. And, I did it because my parents said, we will buy you clothes, but if you want those clothes, you got to get a job. And clothes.
Like, dang it.
Okay, Nike and Tommy Hilfiger made me work.
Structure.
Yeah.
Which is a little on the cheaper end, but still. It's like, you know, you could develop good work habits in a kid. And if they don't have to work, like, they're just that's all pocket money for them. They don't have to pay any bills or anything. It's just like a great experience both ways. I don't know how else you could teach the work ethic.
And the one thing about the summer is you can double up on jobs and make a lot of money.
Especially now where kids see their parents working from home. It's not a lot. I mean, you know, that's such a stretch. Like, most people don't. We say that like, you know, from where we sit, like a lot of people do work from home. But grand scheme of things, people aren't working from home anymore. So that's kind of blown out. But in 1938 is when we had the labor law. And the first law was you had to be 16 to work at all, or 14, pardon, 14 to work at all, but you couldn't have a non-hazardous job. Now, if you had dangerous work, like working in a mine, you had to be 18.
No, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can go be in the war also.
That was just weird how that works out. Would their attention span accommodate any kind of work schedule?
Would you trust young people in the kitchen?
It depends.
Like, why did we then, though?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know, like, you have to follow back up with some people that I know, making sure that the standards are washing
like, are they
their
cooking?
Hands.
Like, they probably shouldn't be cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it helped or hurt. I really don't. Like, a lot of those people grew up with, like, chips on their shoulders and stuff, which I totally get that.
Especially,
but it's like being a good college football player the year before they did the nil deal and you didn't get drafted.
Yep.
Like, you just got to be pissed after they passed that labor law after you worked at 7 years old, you know?
What if you send your kids out and made them work for you to pay for your, like, nobody was making enough money and everybody had to work?
Yeah, like kids that grew up
in a big city, it's expensive. It's probably that way now. Yeah.
Kids that grew up in the Depression. That's the only thing I can liken to, like, kids now growing through the pandemic. I mean, look, they saw a ton of people making more money to stay home than they ever were making to go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, what
5 years
message?
Ago today,
yeah,
it started.
You hear people say, well, I'm Instagram famous, or and I'm making, how do you make money off of it?
That's really how they want to try to make money. The easy way.
Well, even with that, there's no easy way to do that. I mean, we know, like, I know somebody who does it. We all do. And she busts her ass on that stuff. Like, you might see a 3-minute video, it probably took her an hour to make.
Yeah.
But,
like, I couldn't do
it. I mean, if I was a hot girl, I'd be hawking makeup
that's
dresses
the other,
and shoes, all kind of crap. I would.
That's the other
I'd
thing.
I'd have an OnlyFans as well.
Like, they got it built in, more of a built in, like market for if you're hot. I mean, like, the avenues are there now to.
It's true.
Make a killing.
That's kind of arbitrary beauty, though. What you think is for.
I mean, we talk about, like, obvious, like, like. Not like on the fence type of, I mean, like hot.
Not the kind of,
you know,
if
you're ugly.
Type. Yeah. And you know that you are.
You got ugly friends. You'll never say, but you got ugly friends.
There's always one.
I think
ugly
I'm
friend.
The ugliest of my friend group.
No,
well, they
I've
might say
you.
That, but.
No, I've seen it. You're not.
Thank you. You're
I'll write down the one if you want me to.
We're going
to
go through and rank them.
I've said
no,
that before.
I
like
do
you
not.
Got that one that you hang around just because it makes you probably feel better about yourself. Yeah.
I agree with that.
That's the one. I knew it. Look, that's the smile. You cannot deny it.
I love both that
so
one.
Unfair.
That's why
true,
we used
though.
To keep Jeff around. Nah, it's just for fun. That was just a funny little quip.
All right. That person does.
I'm glad we waited 2 days on doing that. That was fun.
Put your kid to work.
Well,
I mean, if he shows an interest, he or she.
I mean,
if they have the ethic.
I don't know how else they're going
to
get it.
I always wanted to work. I always wanted to do something. Like, remember, I had a science fair at my house. I charged people 25 cents to come to our back porch to look at my frogs and turtles.
Didn't you sell candy, too? Like, you were always hustling.
I sold blow pops at school.
Skull.
I'd buy them at Sam's for $8 a box, sell them for a quarter piece. And there was this one bully dickhead kid at Sevier Middle
he
School.
He stole your candy?
No. He said, give me one. I said, I'm not giving you one. He's like, I'll tell the coach Osorio, our gym teacher, soccer coach. I didn't play soccer.
Oh, you got extorted.
I said, well, tell him. I'm not giving you one. And he didn't get one, and Coach O took all my blow pops from me. But he didn't get
That's
his.
That's terrible.
I felt fine with that.
You both went down for it.
I don't care.
You made some money off it, at least for a
little bit. Yeah. Oh, I made tons. And then also, you know, I had other routes as
now,
well.
Now, if you would have made enough money, you would have had an enforcer.
No, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I bring them to school the next day and sell them.
Oh, God. Did you really?
Hell yes.
Marijuana. We're missing a whole rack of sandwiches.
Oh, no. I paid for them, of course.
Traded apple pies for them. I remember that story.
No, we traded Chick-fil-A for Frankenstein beers across the
That's what it was.
It was a hot dog place that sold beer at the old mall called Frankenstein's.
Oh.
And
okay.
We would trade.
They got to be doing that still. Like, you know,
I don't think they're there anymore.
Well, it's like some Sbarros flying around for some Mongoloid beef or whatever.
Oh, it's Mongolian, but yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, something like that. All right, we will not incriminate ourselves any further. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, man.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot.
Likes to hear the music and dance.
K-13 is her favorite song.
If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time.
But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight.
I can't sing it.
Brings her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night.
Man, this is one of my all-time favorite songs to change the words to.
Here's some dollars and change.
Shibley.
You can turn her love life around, and she won't need the salt or the lime anymore.
You know, I saw us coming, I think, to Spartanburg, and I was like, God, you know, on paper, that looks good. I might would go see John Anderson. But now, I don't...
He tours a lot.
I don't know if that's... if he's up there, you know?
He is up there. He might not do it much longer, but I think he's still pretty good.
I don't think he'll be swinging.
He'll do that, Seminole Wind, this one.
All the other hits.
I had to make sure I didn't sing the real dirty words to it. Had to pull back a little.
He's got a David Allen Coe version of this song. He does.
They really do.
All right. Kenny from Kentucky is on the phone. If you know Kenny from Kentucky, he does not like North Carolina, and that's where he's working right now. Right, Kenny?
I never said I didn't like North Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There's nobody in this state that would work.
Ah, that's what it was.
That's why he has an issue with North Carolinians.
Carolinians, not the state itself. I understand.
They're not like Kentuckians or whatever. What are you?
Kentuckians?
Kentuckians, is that right?
Kentucks. Kentuckers.
I like yeah, that's better. Kentuckers.
I like that. Kentuckers.
Is it still there?
So what's up, Kenny?
Oh, I think we did lose him for real.
Did we lose Kenny?
Yeah, God dang it.
Oh, Kenny. He'd been waiting friggin' forever.
He said he was like working in the most of damage from Hurricane Helene.
God, I wanted to... I don't trust the news. Here's the thing. You know, we hear about the Horry County fires with Myrtle Beach and all that stuff. I knew somebody was at Myrtle Beach that particular week. They're like, there's nothing going on down here. And I'm like, well... Yep. And then the news, three or two of the three channels here locally showed the same file footage of the fire blazing in that one subdivision, where it started.
Yep.
And it's like the
from a yard fire.
From a lady who just set her yard on fire. So now I'm just saying for what it is, when Channel 13 shows stuff going on with like cleanup still from Hurricane Helene,
yeah,
I know that footage is from then. I don't know, like, how bad is it now?
So I wonder if that's something they think about, because back in the day when they showed some file footage, of course, we didn't have any avenues to really question it. They just kind of, I guess it was like B-roll to support the story.
Yeah.
But now everything has to be updated, like fresh footage.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what's going on now?
The opportunity with cell phones to go film it. You don't need a big camera to go do it anymore.
I don't know what Chimney Rock looks like. I still keep seeing the same, you know, everything wiped out.
Yeah,
but they're like, hotels are opening back up, right? Like they're building stuff back. That's what you hear. I just don't see it.
I don't know, because I was talking to somebody, well, 2 or 3 weeks ago. That was because I'd said on the show, I said, they're having a hard time now doing the new water lines because the ground is frozen. And this guy said, that is not true. Like, the ground is not frozen solid. Like, I don't know. He said, where'd you hear that? I said, on the news.
No.
Like, what is the reason? I get it. I know what the news does. It makes you, you know, worry and puts that sense of, you know, you need us to know what's going on. But
I mean, we dealt with this when it was going on at Lake Lure.
I went on I did this the other night. Swear. I went on to the Snapchat map. And went all around the world looking at what people were doing, because you can do that on there.
Very fun to do.
And I'm telling you, I went back to Ukraine. Hot girls partying in the club, man. It's like, I don't know what's going on.
Mm.
Like you see on the news, they show that one area. I'm not doubting any of it's not. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying they take footage and they overuse it to where you think that's going on all the time. You go look at a club in Ukraine, in what's the big city? Kosovo?
I guess Kiev, right?
Kiev, yeah, sorry. And there's a nightclub like you would have anywhere in America with all the neon and they're all just dancing. And I'm like,
it's really odd.
But like, what were people doing out west when the Civil War was going on up and down the East Coast?
That's like, a good point. Were they like following it?
Did they even know?
They had their own battles with, you know.
The Aborigines.
God, how could they know? There was like no...
There was newspapers and stuff, but...
Was there?
Yeah. During the Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
He's talking about
California and specifically, it'd be the gold rush and all that at that time.
See, I even...
bigger fish to fry.
I think that was more of just like a land grab. Like, the gold rush, yes, there was gold in them there hills, but it was also like, hey, man, something happened out here, whether, I don't know what. This is even before the big earthquake, but, like, people went out there to just find new land. And but what happened to them people? Because, like, there's real proof that Chinese people were in America in the 1500s. Like, there's proof that they were on the West Coast.
Of course, yes.
No. I saw Blazing Saddles, too, so.
But, so are they, that's where I don't know U.S. history enough. I only know Civil War history this side of the world. Like, I don't know what was going on out there at that time.
I don't know.
Because on old maps, they don't even show anything, like, up toward Washington State or Oregon or anything.
Paige probably knows, like, I don't know when the first early Chinese people were coming to San Francisco, but.
Like, did they teach that to you in California schools?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of them built
them. They didn't teach us crap about it.
worked on the railroads.
Railroads.
Industrialization.
They had them in internment camps.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Japanese, right?
Was it Chinese?
I think it was the Japanese in the internment camps, wasn't it?
But that was later. That was World War II.
No, the ones that built the railroads, they were here as indentured servants, essentially.
And cooks.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they were cooking.
Do you think that, like you see, you never would have saw this back in the day. Network news anchors, how they step down.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Norm O'Donnell, Lester Holt's going to leave.
Lester Holt, yeah.
Do you think it comes down to people are actually holding them responsible? Like it's their news they're presenting to you. So if something's awry, they're like, well, he's a liar. Or well, she's not telling the truth.
Front lines, buddy.
Like who wants to deal
with it? There. Where we have to deliver news on the show, not news, but like stuff station related or whatever, and then you know, deal with it.
The whole Brian Williams situation about lying and supposedly be whatever that word is.
They were shot at when they were over in Afghanistan.
Okay, like
he said his copter went down though. That's like stolen valor, like hell.
Yeah, that's probably not the best example, but who would want to deal with all that scrutiny?
Right. But I also have a piece, maybe, of Saddam Hussein's palace. Like one of our P1s that was in it was a Marine. He came in right when he got home and brought us all trinkets. And he brought me
this. And it sucks to question it.
I don't necessarily question it. I'm just like, A, how much stuff did you take?
Like, how could you have gotten away with it?
And, yeah, and it's in great shape. And I still have it. But I don't know.
I mean,
I believe that it's real. I believe it, but I don't know that it is. But I'm also like.
But he had a lot of palaces, so I mean, I guess it's somewhat feasible.
Yeah.
That could have, you know.
Dude, there was a bunch of stuff that got like, Iraq had a museum like no other. Like they had these things called the King Sumerian tablets that are gone now. Nobody knows where they are. It was in Iraq.
Tuji Bashir al-Assad's palaces they raided when he left?
I know. I don't know who took them. Like, was it our guys? Like, going in there? Because I have a piece of his palace, evidently. A piece of pottery. But then the tablets. Like, is there some old boy that went over there and brought the tablets back?
Probably.
Like, what happens to all this stuff?
I don't know.
What do they do with al-Assad's, you know, Hermes handbags and this, that, and the other?
I used to think that they would go to other countries to, like, hide their history. But now I think it's way more. I mean, it all goes back way more than that.
You know, they say it's a different Iran because, you know, the leader now is of the people. But he did start out in ISIS and a couple other caliphates.
Of the people.
Yeah.
Well, what's the what country is it that a lot of people believe the Ark of the Covenant is in? Like, there's a Sudan?
It.
It's like one of those far...
I watched Uncharted and I forgot.
One of those far out of the way. This is reality, though. And it's like in this place where like some monk guards it all day long and can't photograph it because, you know...
It's not Tibet, is it? It's the only place I can think of that has monks.
Oh, maybe monk is not the right word. I don't know. I'm talking about
Holy Land.
The Holy Land?
I don't know.
Oh, it'd have to be somewhere over there, right?
It's,
is that too obvious?
I want to say Uganda. Like, I want to say it's Uganda, but I'm not sure of that.
Somebody's going to go get it, I'm sure, if it's down there.
Harrison Ford, stay away.
We'd love to have it.
You in short round. Don't go do it.
Short round?
Is that offensive now? Is that,
no.
Can you say that?
Okay. He specifically asked him if that's who he was.
Yeah, they still sell bow rounds, so it's fine. All right, Paige?
Yeah.
What is up in the Plex? I'm still trying to get my credit card into Jesse Cave's OnlyFans.
We've got a lot going on. Do what? We've got a lot going on. We're going to talk about...
Somebody didn't realize it was time.
No. I switched what I wanted to leave with. Martin Scorsese, he's told this person, he says the F word too much.
Oh, God.
Could be anybody, right?
Yeah, he knows a lot of people. I don't even know where to guess. Well, somebody should tell him his eyebrows like caterpillars.
I mean, God, they do. Like him and Eugene Levy. Like them eyebrows, man.
I could help, though.
God almighty.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.